Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years, helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 509 and 3 quarters, down 4 and 3 quarters. Soft May, 490 and a quarter, down a half. May corn, 373 and a quarter, down 2 and 3 quarters. July, 380 and a quarter, down 2 and 3 quarters. And December, 397 and 3 quarters, down 2 and 3 quarters. May soybeans, 958 and a half, down 6 and a half. July, 961 and a half, down 6 and a quarter. November, 947 and a half, down 5. May soybean meal, 309, down 250. May soybean oil, 31.82, and it is up 2 cents. April live cattle, 160.75. It's up 2 and a half. April feeders, 215.45, up 22.5, and May lean hog, 69.60, up 15 cents.
Get Dave Dickey's patented broadcast opening on your cell phone.
Good agricultural day to you. This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Jack is not here right now, but leave your name and number after the beep and he'll get back to you.
Pledge for agricultural programming and get in on the random drawing for a custom message from Dave on your cell phone. Go to our secure website now with your pledge of agricultural support, www.willpledge.org, and mention agriculture.
And it is now time to announce yesterday's winner of the drawing for a cell tone from me. Alongside is Les Schulte. Les,
yeah.
What do we have?
Well, drum roll, please, there.
Well, we need a drum roll.
And our ag winner from yesterday of the Dave Big Voice on your answering service or your cell phone is Stephen Scott from Seymour.
Oh, and we're having fun with that, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And congratulations to you. If you would like to have an opportunity to have your name in a drawing for a cell phone message from me, go to your phone at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of support. But more important than that is that we're at the end of the week, and thus far we've heard from 22 people in support of agricultural programming. Why is that important? For a number of reasons. Number one, we have a drawing underway right now, Les, and when we hear from 100, we get a pile of money.
We get a real pile of money, $2,250 that we can add to our pledge total, thanks to our loyal ag friends who have created this Ag Fund Challenge. And those friends consist of Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting, the Andersons here in Champaign, Stuart Peterson, the Champaign County branch. These are just a few of the names you hear a lot on this station because they contribute financially, they contribute their time and their professionalism, and they contribute extra dollars to encourage you to become a friend of WILL and support this agricultural service. So let's see if we can get at least eight pledges in right now at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org, because it really is your dollars that we're going to use and invest back into this radio service for you in more agricultural reports, maybe more Outlook meetings, in our Ag e-newsletter. The services that you use, that you depend on us for, we can do that, but only with your help and your support. So if you can invest $10 a month, $120 a year, that would be great. You can put that on your credit card, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. But you decide the amount. You decide the value of this service, and then make that call at 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
And let me say this. If you are listening to me right now on the radio or a live stream on the web, or maybe you're picking me up in the evening after coming in from chores and you're picking it up as an MP3 file or a podcast, your contribution is the most important source of income for agricultural programming. You by far are the biggest part of the dollar pool that we put together at the end of each fiscal year in order to decide what programming to put together going forward into the next fiscal year. Your contribution is critical to agricultural programming on this radio station. So if it is important to you, if it is something that you have used in the last year or so to make some sort of a marketing decision or to learn and be enlightened and educated in some way about your farm operation, now is the time to go and make a contribution in support of agricultural programming. 217-244-9455 is the number to call, or you can go online at willpledge.org. But do it now, please. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana, but not today. Today he's actually in Texas. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
So the market continues to chop around a lot, and it has some friendly bounces now and again, but technically speaking, it continues to make lower highs and lower lows, so the trend is still sideways to down?
Yeah, I would classify it as that. When you look at any kind of daily chart, weekly chart, you have to concede that the market is probably beans are more downish, whereas corn is probably more sideways, but it's down at the bottom end of the most recent lows that we had back there in the middle part of March.
So is the market marking time for what, planting season to be done?
Well, I think what it's waiting on, and this is very typical, I think, for the planting season, markets really never worry too much about the planting season, whether it's too wet, too dry, poor stands, corn planting delays, until you really get to about May 20th. And once you get to May 20th, then that's when, if there's going to be major acreage shifts or acreage abandonment, preventative planting, that all begins to take hold then in that middle part of May. And then the market kind of looks around, and then it sizes up what the crop potential is as of that point. But until you get there, it's very difficult to get the market to respond to the upside on all of these planting delays. Now, there's no doubt about it that we probably lost a few acres of corn in the Delta areas. We don't know yet what's going to happen in the Ohio River Valley, as it's still early yet to plant. And there's still, a couple weeks of weather yet to play out, or a month of weather yet to play out. So, but that is where the market then, if it feels that the crop has been dinged up enough or shortened up enough, then you get a rally then, into that June-July time frame. If the market kind of feels that everything is okay, then we just continue to track sideways and see if we can get the June and July rains to kind of finish off the crop.
If you were,
and then the month of July is dominantly down if you get those rains.
If you're a holder of old crop corn, and there is still a lot of producers holding old crop corn, what would you tell them about marketing opportunities going forward from that?
Well, that's a tough question because, the only thing that's really going to get this market to go up is some kind of worry that we're going to lose 2 to 3 million acres of corn and maybe some adverse weather that would ding it up to get that rally. I think there's still an opening for some kind of seasonal price strength as you kind of go into that May time or June time frame. But I do think it's going to be a struggle to get much of a rally going. But I guess at this time I would wait on some kind of big short covering bounce or some kind that would maybe be triggered. And then they could let it go at that point in time. I think that's okay. About all you can expect.
Okay.
Either that or you wait through July and then see what happens through the pollination season, whether or not we are going to pull down the national average yield to 160 okay. bushels or more.
Okay.
Then I think you could probably get a pretty good rally in corn.
Thank you, Dan.
The cycle work would indicate that there's possibilities of that, but it's hard to bet on that from a farmer point of view.